Jesus, we exalt you as Savior. The one whose work on the cross, through your body given for us and your blood shed for us, through your work on the cross, you are Savior and you are Lord to the glory of the Father. We thank you that you are everything, that you provide everything that we need for life. In this life and for all of eternity. And so, Jesus, we exalt you as the one who, in all of your many loving roles that you give to us, you are our protector, our shepherd. You walk us through the deep, dark valleys. You cast out fear. And so, Father, I pray in the name of Jesus for any today who are facing especially dark and fearful situations and circumstances. Father, that your presence, your love, the name of Jesus that is above all names would cast out and drive away fear. I pray, Father, for any who are wondering which way to go, who may be running into fight and are acting on their own, Father, that they would be able to be still and to wait for you to come. Just as Saul had to wait for Samuel to come, that they would wait for you to come before acting. For any who would be more bent towards running away, Father, that they would stand in courage, waiting for your presence to lead them forward. Jesus, I thank you that you know us. And so you're able to say, "Do not be afraid, for I am with you." I bless your people with greater awareness of the presence of Jesus in the face of fear and the presence of Jesus in all aspects of life. May you do that good work in our soul of ridding us from fear that is overdone so that your presence may settle us and empower us and lead us. Jesus, we love you. In Jesus' name. And all God's people said together, amen.
If you would please rise. I need you to soften my heart and break me apart. I need you to open my eyes to see that you're shaping my life. But my God.
take a moment here to just offer up your own prayers to God, wherever He's leading you in this moment. Give me faith to trust what you say.